Welcome to Evolution Revolution. You're now live with DJ Damaru on Kootenai Lake. This is and on radio. Thanks, Publius, for the show previous to me. Prevalent. I haven't talked much today. My words aren't as fluid as they can be. We just heard Clark. I've been really enjoying his album for the last. I bought that for the last show. I like to buy music every show. Well, not every show, but I do often. And the radio show is about discovering music for me and for you. And today I got a reset in dub, a very interesting dub collective from Panda Bear and Sonic Boom and Adrian Sherwood. So we'll hear a bit of that. I've also got for you and for me, Autechre. They have this album that is their show, Autechre 2022 show, and I'm not too sure. I was like, Autechre, let's buy this, and it was like $25 US, and I was like, ouch, I feel that it might all be the same track or the same show but in different places. Hey, Ratsu is in the chat room with a few other people. Claudium was there earlier, and Cake the Idiot, and some dude, Ratxu, was the only person following me on Mastodon when I decided to close my Mastodon account last week, I think. I've been in a purge. Purging all online account, and it's been an interesting process. I don't care that much about my online presence, but I'm kind of like that when I start doing something. Yeah, the online net purge. And when I start something, I tend to just kind of go crazy and just like check everything everywhere. And I've been removing online account after online account, and it just kept on going. It's just interesting. Now I realize that I had a Flickr account. It's like, what? And I deleted my Flickr account, which was not easy, but I think I'm good now. Behance, I'm not too sure. And my Vimeo account, SoundCloud account, which were kind of big chunk. I've had that account for 10 plus year. It was a little sad actually to close my SoundCloud account, but I was like, well, let's just do it. Let's just close everything I can, and then just see how far that's gonna go. And this morning I wanted to buy some Polo and Pan music. Polo and Pan are DJs, producers, and I enjoy following them. And couldn't find their music in Bandcamp or Bleep, and they have their music on Amazon and Apple Music, which I don't use. I only use DRM free. Website for buying music. So I finally found them on Beatport, and I was like, oh yeah, Beatport. I used to like Beatport years ago, like so long ago. And so I just wanted to buy an album from Polo and Pan, and needed to open yet another account. It's like, oh my god, yet another account. And so I tried to open an account with them. And, of course. Oh. I can't load their music in my... Interesting. So, of course, I had an account with Beatport before. And now something very strange is happening. I cannot load... their music. What is going on? Is it protected? Let's see if I can open in a different. Interesting. Well, I'm not sure if it's DRM free actually. Audacity. Yeah, what's going on? Sorry for that. So when I came to open an account with Beatport, I realized I still have an account with them. And I was kind of, oh, wow, there's yet another account. And I've since then tried to learn about how many accounts people have, right? It's just an interesting fact that we all have, you know, tons of accounts. Oh yeah, the music, I can't, oh yeah, okay, that's good. Sorry, my bad. So yeah, how many accounts people have? I would just be surprised to know if first people know how many accounts they have and, you know, are people aware of like the hundreds of accounts that are lingering around. Just looking at my password file or my password management, I see here, I mean, there's a lot of these that are website account for my clients. So, you know, but I still had a couple hundreds of saved passwords. So I was like, wow, we have so many account online. And that's not thinking about all the accounts that we have that we don't think about anymore, like my Beatport account. And I was there with some of my purchase history and what I did, 10 years ago or something like that. So yeah, deleting account, it's kind of a fun activity. It's like I'm chasing Pokemon across the internet, trying to Google myself and find out where I've been hanging out. All right, let's listen to that Polo and Pen. It was not DRM locked or anything like that. It was I was the culprit here for whatever reason. It's working now.
Thank you.
All right, this was Polo and Pan, Aqualand. Aqualand reminds me of Aqualong. This is DJ Demaru, Evolution Revolution. I just bought some music from Beatport, and yeah, why do people sell MP3s and don't put any metadata on their MP3s? So now there's nothing coming out when I mix them over COM. And when I unzip the folder, it just gives this kind of weird numbered, I guess, unique number to them or something like that to track them. Oh, I have no idea. So Beatport, yeah, worst experience so far to buy DRM music, not because I was not able to unzip them on the first try, but because when you unzip them, there's no folder, there's no cover of the album, the metadata doesn't have the artist, the album, or the title of the song, and yeah, it's massive boo for Beatport. Just to give a example, on bleep.com, they zip them in a folder with your album cover right there. So you just unzip it, put it in your mix folder, and then you have the information as well as the cover, and it's all nicely classified. On Bandcamp, it's a little better. They still have metadata, they have the information and the cover of the album, but it's not in a folder, so you have to create your own folder, which I'm kind of sad about. And then Beatport, yeah, the worst is Beatport so far in DRM music. I used to buy a lot of music on Juno Download, and I can't remember what's their deal. I think they had metadata, but no folder, but I'll have to see. I might get back to Juno. Juno Download. It's not Juno Download is really the Walmart of electronic music. It just everything goes. It's a little bit of a mess. You have a lot of funny stuff all over, but it's easy to browse. But yeah, I thought Beatport would be fun to get back to, but the way they zip their file makes me sad. So I've been on the race to delete all my account online for no reason apart that I get very focused like that. I don't know what you call it, but when I start something, I just like, let's see how far I can go with that, and let's see how deep I can go. I want to keep a few accounts. I want to keep on broadcasting on the radio. I want to keep on writing on Gopher. I want to host my personal site and my yoga site. So there's, you know, definitely a lot already of stuff that I want to manage. But apart from that, I'd love to see like how deep I can go. And looking at statistics in, not too sure where I ended up, but people have in average in the US 130 accounts linked to their email address. So that's a lot, 130 accounts. This is all accounts that are leeching some privacy data about you online. Like there is a lot of company that don't have any regulation about releasing whatever information you agree or not agree. So of course things like Amazon and your credit card, which is a big one, will release, you know, will sell your information with no shame, you know, whatever whatever information you've shared on Amazon, the book you read, what you buy, and all that stuff. It's all shared between Google and Amazon and Apple. Of course, we know the big guy. But then there's 130 other accounts. And, you know, it happens very quickly. You know, you want to buy a CD or you want to buy MP3s on Beatport. you need an account. As soon as you want to buy stuff, most of the time they ask you for an account, even if it's often like, well, not often, but sometimes it's just a one-off, right? You just want to buy a little thing and it's like, oh, you need an account. It's like, no, I just want to buy something. It's like, well, yeah, we need your phone number. We need your email address, your address. It's like, no, I'm just going to download it. It was like, no, it's fine. I just want all your information. And it's really annoying that you need accounts for everything. And people say, oh, it's for the ease of use of the user so that if they need to look back at their transaction or something, they can have an account. But what end up happening is that everybody have like hundreds of accounts. And a lot of them, you don't think about them anymore. But, you know, it's yet another way of your information being kind of distributed all around. So for the last couple of years, I've started deleting account. Of course, with the bigger one at first, my Amazon account, my Facebook account, there was a bit of a habituation there. And then slowly, you know, looking at what are the other accounts I have open. And I'd love to be able to close my Gmail account. But at this point, I can't because of managing search engine optimization for some of my clients. And so Google, unfortunately, will stay with me, and starting to think about other ways that I could close that Google account. I got an Apple account as well, as I used the devices on Apple in the past, and these are big chunky privacy annoyance that I'd like to get rid of. And it's just an interesting thing to see how spread we are through the internet, and how, you know, after how long it's been, 30 years of online activities or something, it's like, oh yeah, there's stuff. And as I close different account, other accounts resurface. Now that I'm looking for my name or my website or my URLs, I can see old stuff coming up, and I'm like, oh wow, that's interesting. And I really enjoy when there is an email saying, hey, you haven't used this account for a long time. I'm like, great, I can delete it now. So Dream Journal was one of them that I just got a notice. Like, hey, you haven't used your Dream Journal in 6 months or something. It's like, great, I can delete that. Anyway, as far as an exercise in privacy, I don't even see it like that. Just more of a cleanup of my online life as I regularly clean up my office and get rid of stuff and try to empty my house of all the stuff I haven't used in the last year. Doing that online has a definite feel-good effect. We'll be right back. All right, some dub. I haven't played dub in a long time. That's like, yeah. Real dub, almost reggae. For some reason, I thought it was more psy dub. I think there's a bit more electronic. And this is Panda Bear, Sonic Boom, and Adrian Sherwood in a compilation of Reset in Dub. And yeah, it's okay to have a bit of dub in our life. It's a little relax. Listening to DJ Damaru Evolution Revolution. Today I'm talking a little bit about my minimalism of technology. And yeah, big part of the minimalism of technology has been, well, to get rid, it started a while back, to kind of release some of my habits of gaming and things like that, and slowly, just do less on the computer, and it's been good. I feel I've been overloaded with computer stuff for the last forever, and moving from my computer to my living room, which is just yet another computer, to my writing place where it's just a laptop, to my ebook, which it's e-paper but still backlit type of screen, and in between a bit of cell phone, and yeah, just realizing that watching a screen is taking a lot of my time. Even meditating nowadays is in front of a computer, unfortunately. My Monday class that I love a lot is also in front of a computer, as it's on Zoom. I've been able to just plug it in a big speaker and not looking at the screen for most of the meditation, so that is working well. I feel using audio feed only. It's really interesting, and I hope that technology goes toward that a little more. For example, in the movie Her, I think. This man fall in love with his AI assistant, and most of the movie is audio because he talks to the AI, so the interface is all audio interface, and we're moving quickly toward that. I have to say, the AI language understanding is getting very quick, very good, very quickly. So hopefully, we'll have audio interface very useful soon, a lot better than what we've had so far with Siri or OK Google or all of these voice assistant that were just awful and able to tell jokes, but most of the time just very useless. So maybe we are in an era where audio interface will become very prominent for listening to emails and writing, reading, communicating. A lot of that would be through audio. But yeah, the visual interface will still be around. So anyway, years ago, I got sick of computers and technology and slowly kind of reducing my addiction to technology. And the last kind of move into that was purging all my online account. And as I research online, people have hundreds of online accounts that are just lingering around. And I remember the first time we moved into this house about 10 years ago, and for the first 7 years, 6, 7 years, we accumulated stuff. It was the first time we lived, both of us, in such a big house, and then you just keep on getting new stuff, and then just moving stuff from one floor to the other and to the garage. There's no garage here, but to the basement, just like, rotating stuff, but just keep on filling the whole house with stuff and rotating, filling, rotating, filling. And then 7 years in, we're just like, this house is so cram full of stuff. And so we started cleaning up and purging and purging and purging the physical aspect of our lives. And at one point, I remember looking into a small box, and in that box was another box, and then I opened that, and then I was kind of cleaning up old stuff from my youth, and it felt like I was scratching some part of my mind, right? It was the effect of cleaning up stuff was actually freeing some space in my brain, and it felt very good. I was like, all right, everything I own has a space in my brain memory. Like, all the stuff I have takes space in my brain. By getting rid of stuff, I make space not only physically, but also in my mind. And that felt very good to realize that. And then I realized that online and with technology, there was a similar aspect of holding a space for all these stuff. And the least amount of stuff I had, the more freedom and peace of mind I can cultivate.
Thank you.
This was Polo and Pan with the song Chasseur d'Ivoire. Yeah, very interesting, like, synthy vocoder. People are commenting on the chat there about, yeah, it's kind of gentle, sympathetic. I didn't know Polo and Pan in that in that regard. I heard the first time Annie Cooney as their song, and I was quite impressed. And yeah, I just bought this album on Beatport, unfortunately, so we don't see the meta information, nor in my software, nor when it's published. And and then the album, wow, and even the folder that I downloaded doesn't have the album name. It's just Beatport tracks. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. That seems so silly. There's no album name in the folders, in the meta information, no cover. I'll investigate and stop complaining about Beatport for a moment there. You're listening to DJ Damaru Revolution, talking about purging stuff, purging the electronic, the digital life of mine, slowly minimizing how I spend time online. Fully addicted online person. I think I've just had that habit for so long, going online and finding stuff. And you know, I remember the first few times I was on a bulletin board system where you would just download stuff and I had no idea what they were. It would take hours, and then, you know, you'd you'd open it and it'd be a naked picture of a woman and be like, oh, wow. And then you'd go back to the BBS and try to download other stuff. And it was like Christmas all the time, these kind of like dopamine releasing activities of fetching the internet for stuff. And then we were talking about Usenet just a few minutes ago on the chat there. And even on Usenet, I remember finding very, very dark places or random places of Usenet. But then, yeah, remembering the first time I downloaded a video, I had no idea what it was. And then finally I saw it was a video of the Resistance. I was like, Resistance? And then I downloaded that and I started watching it, and it was Middle Eastern videos of the war against the Americans. And it was, I was fairly young, and it was the first time that I realized that what we call terrorists, they often call themselves the resistance, you know, against the terror of the United States. And it was kind of the first time I saw that, and I was like, oh, okay. It kind of changed my view of things. And I was really surprised, but it was one of these thing again, like that you discover on the internet kind of randomly on some Usenet channel. So you have a whole life of experience of discovering things on the internet and being very excited about new discovery, new people, new technology. And yeah, 30 years of that almost. And now kind of like wanting to quit this whole thing and finding it hard for some reason. I feel like I owe something to somebody, a little bit like an old friend that you still want to have a relationship with, but you don't like anymore or something. I'm not too sure how to voice that. But yeah, there seems to be this desire to keep on going with the internet or with technology, not so much from the enjoying of it, but just this kind of I should, or I, you know, it's something that it's part of me or something like that. And I know when the sensation comes, and I know that it's kind of the beginning of the end of a process or a thought or a habit. And yeah, I like my radio show, my Gopher site, some of my online presence, but yeah, I kind of want to go offline as much as I can, if it's not for writing or sharing music with friend or playing synthesizer with friends online. The rest of it is, you know, a lot of hamster spinning in a wheel of finding things that, you know, doesn't really brings me anything. So yeah, just keeping it at the best, the best of the best, SDF, calm, and on radio, a bit of Gopher, and yeah, just like the rest should be dropped. So I've been through a mission of deleting, ungluing myself, disconnecting from all the accounts, all the social network, everything I can, one step at a time, and then see how far I can get that. And enjoying the process so far. There's been kind of a emotion sometimes, like, oh wow. Kind of closing my SoundCloud was a big like, oh. It's been, I had it for over 10 years. I had a nice slash Damaru name, but you know, it's got its time, and feels good to slowly unglue my mind and yeah, cut all these little parts. Here's some more music from Clark.
I know you want to say more than you can. I know you want to speak with something inside oblivious as the medicine floods your veins.
This was Clark with the album Cave Dog with the song called Oblivious/Portal. Really enjoyed discovering this artist, Clark, and you'll hear more of it on this show. If you do listen to this show, this is Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru. Today I'm talking randomly about this act of de-digitizing my life, dreaming about a life that's mostly away from the computer, really enjoying my offline time, and it's not that I want to completely give away or give up online life, but just the stuff that makes me happy. This radio show, the small net, Sin Battle Royal, playing music with people online. It's always a hoot. Things like that. Interactive, creative, using the computer really for something else than consumption of whatever random stuff that fills my head every day. And deleting accounts and accounts and accounts, realizing that most people have over 100 online accounts, whether dormant and or used. Probably people have this 10 or 20 accounts that they use every day, and then a massive amount of other accounts lingering around. That is, you know, it's not a big deal. It might be a bit of a security issue or something, or people can resell your information. But for me, it's more about how my mind, the more stuff, you know, physical or digital stuff, the more my mind gets expended through that. In the medium is the message. The author described how our nervous system get expended through what we consume as medium or media, and therefore numbing ourselves depending on what input of information comes our way. Giving the example of driving a car where you cannot get all the inputs, so you only look forward and the rest is somewhat disabled. And I feel for my own self, the more online presence, the more online reality is created, but definitely removes some of my energy for day-to-day stuff, and kind of just wanting to choose wisely where that energy goes, and slowly kind of, yeah, removing myself and imagining a life with a very small amount of digital life, and then see how far we go from there. Let me check here. Yeah, our friend Screwtape is having a new show on Friday, 1400 UTC. That's going to be very early for me. I don't know if I'm going to make it. It's very fun concept. You should check it out. Inside a moo, it's a text-based multi-user dungeon. So it's a place where you connect and chat with other people and create a reality just through text. It's a very old school way of interacting with others, a very fun way to do that. So yeah, check it out all day long, MNW for news, and then the Tobe coming up at 12:30, well, my time, but in a couple hours. And yeah, I'll be mixing a little bit. I might listen to some Autiker for the next hour after my show. Yeah, some dude, Mud, but a Mud is a multi-user dungeon, and then the Moo is like object-oriented, meaning that users can program their own part of that online reality. So there's going to be a show about that next Friday at 1400 UTC. So it'll be kind of a fun thing to check out what's going to look like. Yeah, that's the end of my show. If you stick around, there might be more music and